And when I was on stage, Sean asked me, how did you play in the last round? Or the Sharks round?
Yeah.
And I knew I played, I did my role. And I know I had a couple of moments that were nice, but I didn't know like if I was going to get there. And then...
Welcome back to Knights HQ Podcast, the official podcast of the NIB Newcastle Knights. I'm your host, Jay Nelson. With me, as always, is my guy, Matt Croker. We've got a big one today, brother.
It's a big fish. This is as big as the fish here. Yeah. This thing. It's the old stable, mate. We've been here a couple of times. He's done a few of these.
Still get nervous.
Be great, mate. Kalen Ponga.
Thanks,
Kalen J. Ponga.
Welcome here he back. Is.
You still don't rep the headphones when we do podcasts?
Nah, because I hate hearing myself talk. I start to think about it and then I start...
You get caught in your own head, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Normalise not wearing headphones.
As well. I think that adds to it.
You are keen. You're here early.
I'm always early.
Yeah.
What track were you playing when we walked in?
Drake. Look Alive, I think.
Yep. Is that the current song? Is that the current
Drake's the current.
Yeah.
He's always on repeat.
Yeah.
He's always there, isn't he?
Yeah.
What is your favourite song at the moment? Mine's Nine Ball by Zach Bryan.
I know the name of it. I know the song, I just don't know the name.
Yeah.
But if we can just get it like
we can do that.
Can we just get it up on the screen?
Yeah, but we don't know what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you got to tell us what it is.
I'll show you after.
No, we don't know what to put there.
I'll show you after.
Yeah, all right. Sweet. All right, we got you.
You can get it up now, Jay. What's yours, JJ?
I have been listening to a band called Bleachers, which is Jack Antonoff. He is...
Oh, I know Jack Antonoff. Yeah, he won Lana Del Rey.
Yeah, he's a big producer. So he's won like the best producer at the Grammys like 3 years in a row or something. But he's got his own band and it's very cool. Yeah. What have we got?
It's called
Oh, okay.
it's called by Big X the Plug.
Right.
Yes.
All right, so we'll put that down.
All right, bang.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I just got a quick one while we're on the topic of music. Yeah. You know the song Mr. Brightside, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So the song's actually about a bloke getting cheated on by his partner.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever pieced that together. But you know how most songs, right, they'll go verse.
Yeah.
Chorus.
Yeah.
Different verse. Same chorus, sort of like in that order.
Yeah.
If you go and listen to Mr. Brightside, it goes verse, chorus, exact same verse, exact same chorus. I'm not joking.
Very
the lyrics just repeat themselves.
Very creative.
You know, okay.
they don't change.
Yeah. Oh, here's one for that too. So when What's the Story Morning Glory had like its 25th anniversary.
Yeah, what's the story?
Oasis album. Noel Gallagher, who wrote all the songs, goes, you can tell which songs that we had heaps of time for and the ones we didn't have time for, because the ones we didn't have time for, the verse is the same, both verses.
Oh, so they just did the same
thing. He's like, bugger it, just sing the same thing again and it'll be fine.
That's exactly what they do.
So it happens
exactly
a lot,
what
eh?
They do.
Yeah,
anyway. Happens that.
Two pop culture geniuses.
Yeah, yeah. Heavy. It's just funny how like those iconic songs...
Oh,
you don't even so notice weird, yourself singing the same thing twice. Yeah,
we don't really know what you're singing.
No.
So you're singing about... his girlfriend going home with another man while he's in his bed.
But if you put those lyrics over a banger, you forget about the emotion and off we go.
How are you, Kay?
Wow. No, I'm good. I'm real good. Yeah, no, everything's exciting at the moment, isn't it? Season's just come around. Wasn't the result we wanted, but, I mean, we've got a whole season ahead of us, which I think is exciting.
How was your pre-season?
Pre-season was good. I think everyone could agree. You know, the boys trained well. Got through the preseason well, no injuries. It was a pretty good preseason.
Fittest you've ever been?
I think so. Yeah, I worked pretty hard the year before last to get fit, but I think this would probably be the fittest, and I'm not as heavy as what I was in 2023.
Right. From outside in, I reckon it's the most focused I've seen Kalen this
most
preseason.
Dialed I've ever seen.
Yeah, dialed in, man.
He's enjoying it. I think off the back of last year, I think I did really well at figuring out the recipe to what makes me, you know, tick and come in here every day excited. And now that I know what that is, that's probably why I am that way. You know what I mean?
You've kind of cut the fat, you know it works.
Yeah.
Bang.
Do you care to share that recipe or is that your own thing?
Because
sometimes it's a bit weird. Mine's a little bit weird, what I think works for me.
Yeah. Oh, it would be different
quirky,
for everyone.
Yeah.
I think working with Jared last year, he emphasised a lot, you're a human first, you're a person first, away from footy. And I think that's important, and we forget that. So a lot of the time, to be honest, just away from footy, I do whatever I want and whatever gives me energy. Nothing like extreme. Like, I'm not going to go and, you know, skateboarding like that.
Yeah, yeah.
like ride bikes. Yeah, you know, yeah, like, yeah, do yeah. all that yeah, sort of stuff. Yeah. But I'm a little
bit
more
golf.
Bit of golf.
Bit of golf.
That's
back.
That's not too.
I guess golf's back.
That's golf is back.
Golf's back.
Not in a bad way, but it's definitely there.
It was a bit gloomy there.
We're
for a
slippery
bit.
Slope into bad thing.
I get obsessed with things really quickly.
Oh, heavy. It gets echoes on it.
And there's no competitiveness between you and Bailey at all.
My house, mate. None at all. Shout out.
What are we sitting at now? What's the cap at? The handicap.
I'm six. I'm off six at the moment. Just a casual.
Is that six what course?
No, so that would be that's my GA. Okay. And then depending on which course you go to, it'll vary. So
what would be the
for us mere models, yeah. six is dream, bruh.
Six is
good, man.
I'm sitting comfy.
I need six shots for three holes. I'm ranked. All right, mate, boom. We'll get into it. We're gonna start off with the little segment. We call it Insta Deep Dive. So we're gonna bring up a couple photos from your Instagram.
Yeah. Now
it's a pretty cool place, your Instagram. I've noticed you've just changed your profile picture.
Do you like it? Flowers. Yeah,
the flowers.
So tell us a little bit about this first.
That's our
one.
First one.
So the Instagram pic. So my profile picture. So during the preseason, it was me training.
Yeah,
I had my head on.
Right.
But we're in season now. Just add a bit of fruit to it.
Yeah, you know I mean? Yeah, got you.
A bit more. Anyway.
Sorry, just on the dialed thing, is that why blokes do the celebration? They answer the phone and slam it down? Is that what it means? Dialed? Dialing?
That tennis player
did. Yeah.
Or I'm not sure. Answering the call of expectation.
Oh.
But also,
this is what I do.
Yeah, but then they're hanging it up.
And now I've had enough.
I've got my own expectations.
Yeah.
Tell us about that photo.
So this first photo.
It'll be up on the screen. It'll be up on the screen. Yeah.
This first photo is my beautiful mother, who's always supported me. That was our first end of year awards, Dally M Awards. Pretty crazy year for me. Just a young kid that probably didn't really realise what he was doing at the time on the field.
Yeah.
But to have mum there support me. It was a night that, you know, I thought I might have won. But regardless of that, it was still nice to take her because she's, you know, supported me for so long.
Was that 2018?
2018.
Yeah. Did that classify as your rookie season?
No, I played six games the year before and then two games the year before that.
Right, so you were like just out of that rookie range.
Yeah, yeah.
That would have been one of the great rookie seasons.
And that was...
just clipped 20, by Tuivasa Sheke.
2018, so that was so like... Yeah. How long ago was that?
Six years. 6 years ago, yeah. So and 6 years ago now.
Yeah, fast forward.
Fast forward 5 years.
So mum comes to the next one, which is special.
Yeah.
That time you got beat by Sheck, he only just clipped you, but you missed the last five games, didn't you?
I missed the last two or three, I think.
Close.
Yeah. I could have played the last two. The club chose to pull me out of those last two or three. But who's to know what happens in those games anyway?
Yeah, exactly.
I probably didn't realise, you know, like this time around, you know, I've won it now.
Yeah.
And to be standing up there with the names on that board, you probably, back then I didn't really realise what I was doing or you know, the company that I had around me. So I appreciate it a lot more now and understand it a bit more.
Do you miss parts of being slightly naive? Like just
still
out
have
there,
parts in me.
You know what I mean? Though? Like,
but you, like you, I could list them.
I've still got parts.
But you know what I mean? Like when you're a young bloke, you're just playing and going off sort of instinct, and you're not really worrying about the other things that come where you've got, you know, a lot more sort of runs on the board, and you're a bit of, you know, you've gone through your career a little bit, a few more years.
You've got no scars at this point.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You're fresh. Everything's new. Every away trip's new. Every team's new.
Yeah.
You've got no scars. And then I guess over the years, I don't know if it's whether you put expectations on yourself, but you do have those scars. And it was probably something I worked on last year, was just going back to enjoying footy.
Yeah.
Again, getting everything right from Monday to Friday so I could perform on the weekend. But when you're young, you've got no scars.
Yeah.
So that's the easy part of it. But it is about going back to being young and just enjoying your footy.
It's kind
of
cool though, like you mentioned that you've you know, developed your mental to go back to some of those things that you're feeling as a young player,
yeah,
and you end up winning the Dally M that year. Like, it's a cool link, you know, for both of those successful years.
Hair looks good there.
Yeah, a bit different. I've definitely, yeah. I think my hair now, definitely got a, my mum would definitely agree this is,
I know what you're about, I know what you're about to say.
See the red.
I was, yeah, knew you were going to say that.
This must be a filter.
Maybe it's just a filter. Maybe it's glowing off the carpet or something, I reckon.
Yeah.
Burgundy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's burgundy.
Strawberry Blondie tries, yeah, to claim.
Yeah. Everything back then was so easy, like. Yeah, and it probably put me in a false mindset for a couple of years there.
Here's a good one. Here's a good one.
Holy dooly, smoke show. Holy, two battlers. just trying their best on the gram there, I reckon.
This I'm not is, sure what we're doing.
I don't know what we're two.
Do you want it?
Two
you,
blokes.
We're
at the top of Mayfield.
Where's it
Car
at?
Park.
Do you remember it?
Mayfield.
Yeah. This is back in the day where, oh God, we would just, I don't know, go. I don't know what we would do. Oh, hey, I'll just chill out. Just literally, yeah, just chill out. Take
what
photos.
Year was this?
This was when Texie and I were taking a lot of photos. So
yeah.
We would just go anywhere, yeah, really, and do that.
This has got 257 House hangout.
Yeah,
this is written all over old, it.
This has got the young days on all over it. But
how,
yeah.
How did we meet?
The first time was at Mucho's. At that
Darkies. Yeah.
Darkies.
Just met through mutual friends, didn't we?
Yeah. And then just slowly, I think that there was a Byron trip that we went on, which was probably
that really set it off.
From what I can remember, that was probably the first real.
That was our first trip together.
Yeah, for us to,
because we didn't close. Really know each other, but like, nah, the bloke, our mutual mates, we were so close with either side of them.
Yeah,
and then we went good on this bunch. Trip, but it was a good fun.
Had a good group. Had a real good group.
Been on a few ever since, haven't we?
We've been on a couple.
That was
a couple,
bit mate. Weird there. We're trying a bit hard there, I reckon.
we're kids, mate. We don't really care. It's
just well, you're thing. Probably, what, 20, and
that's,
I'd be maybe 18.
That's normal
18.
For me.
Yeah, I'd be 18, 19. Oh,
trying hard.
It's doing. What are we up to? Here we go. This
here we go.
Oh, just a that. Steady 31,000 on that one before.
Yeah, can you see? Light work.
This is me girl.
Yeah.
This is me little girl.
She's a dog. Just
she's
for all the listeners out there. Not
sorry,
watching.
Yeah, this is my little
for
puppy.
For them that can't see it, yeah,
this is
Sage.
My little puppy, Sage. Like most things I do, it's pretty like sporadic and spontaneous. And I did kind of get her, you know, when I got back from Canada. My best mate BJ was working away. I was a little bit alone.
Yeah.
But she's honestly been the best thing that. Well, not has happened to me, but she's just added so much to my life. Yeah. I love her so much. She's such a good dog. Everyone loves her.
Having a dog's the best, man.
She
it's
is
the best.
A good dog.
She's
too.
A good dog.
When you compare her to a couple other dogs we know. Oh, mate.
Drayden Brails. His dog did
Freddy
number twos all over his house. And I hope Brails hears this. Because I am trying to embarrass him. And Freddy. But yeah, no, she's awesome.
Yeah.
We love her.
Not mentioning any names, you're a real problem.
they do reflect their they do sorry, reflect bro. Their owners, don't they? Brails is just shitting all over the house, whereas KP is just nice and calm.
Where does Brixton add? Where's Brixton in the list?
Brixton is Bradman.
Bricks is Braddy, like
they it's are, kind of funny how like a dog's owner like reflects their dog, like that thing happens. Like it's nuts.
And Braddy look the same.
Yeah. Oh,
Sage is calm, I'd say.
Yeah.
Everyone likes Sage. She's nice and cute. Everyone likes Kay. He's a bit cute. Whereas like Bradman, like Brixton, like everyone's like a bit like whoa around him. Like holy, he's a little staunch dog.
Yeah,
but deep down he's big softy.
Yeah,
he's big softy.
Yeah,
every time we walk in the house, he's there whining at the door when we get let in.
Yeah, what's Freddy?
Freddy nerd.com.
Brails. We love your Brails.
Oh, I cannot wait to get Brails on.
Yeah. And he loves that dog.
The worst thing he does,
that dog.
He picks him up.
It's a carve up on Brails, but he picks him up.
If it's like hot concrete, he'll pick the.
Oh, really?
Bro, it's a. A dog can walk on concrete, you know? He picks him up. I don't know. To me, I find that a little.
Anyway.
Shout out to Brails.
We love Brails. This last photo.
This one?
Yeah.
Disneyland. Yeah. So I think this was after the Rabbitohs game. We had been on a run. Our fans showed out. We put on a performance that we're proud of. Disneyland is, to a lot of people, I guess, a happy place. It's like lots of joy, happiness. I think that caption was fitting because that's that's what McDonald Jones is to us when we're performing.
I was going
to
say, with all those people in there and what was going on at the time, it was like Disney's castle. It was crazy.
We need to recreate that this year, though. Like, I think that's something that, I don't know when this will come out. Hopefully we get the job done this weekend, but our first performance at home wasn't good enough, and we know that. But we need to recreate Disneyland, you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, okay, that's enough for the...
Was that it?
Yeah, that's, yeah,
that's it, mate.
That's the deep dive.
Could have gone real deep and found some skeletons in the closet. It's a family show, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Because there are...
Oh, dude, you actually could. Not that you should.
Are you a mad deleter?
Yeah. I've deleted a few.
Yeah.
Are
you an archiver?
I'm not an archiver. I'm not an archiver because I don't think I'll bring them back. You know what I mean? Once they're gone.
How much thought do you put into your stuff?
A fair bit.
Yeah, I know you do.
I'm big on captions.
Heavy.
Yeah.
Heavy.
I do think about, and I'm even aware of like when I should post.
Timing.
More like around, okay, so if we play on a Saturday, on a Friday, I'm probably not going to put out like a noisy post, but trying to be a bit modest.
What we talk about, dialed.
Yeah, a bit dialed after a loss. Yeah, like I'm not going to go post silly things. So that thoughtful, but I do like my captions.
Do you want to give your next caption a run, or you just want to save it? I reckon
Knights HQ exclusive Caleb Pogger's next caption.
Nah, because I hope I get to use it.
Do you know the song Incredible Source?
No.
I'm Henry in the Champions League. He should use that as his next caption, I reckon.
Yeah.
I do think of him.
Yeah, he does. They're in his notes.
Well, it's almost as important as the photo.
It can make a photo.
Exactly.
In my opinion. It's they go hand in hand, isn't it?
I notice what you do is, right, you use a lot of inside jokes.
Yeah, 100%.
Inside quirky.
And it's always one word. Yeah. And if you know, you know.
If you don't know, you think you know.
You don't actually know. I'm a bit the opposite. I need to start putting a bit more thought in.
I need
to get out there.
I'm 50-50 with Kay's posts. Like, if I've given him a photo from a game or something, there's times where I go, yeah, I know where he's coming from with that. And there's times where I'm like, just happy to be here.
It's coming with a thumbs up.
Yeah, man. Woo. What is going on?
Oh, that's good.
Man, let's talk about it. End of last year, Dally M. Unreal. Yourself and Meek, same night. Is that the first time that's ever happened in the NRL?
I'd definitely say so, I think it is.
Let's go through it, man. How was the night? You know, was there, when were you sitting there going, like, these points are starting to rack up, you know, at the end of the year, like, I'm in with a chance here, like, when, you know, talk us through it.
Yeah, it was a lovely night. My mum was there, obviously.
Yeah.
Had the coach there, teammates there.
Yeah.
So I got to experience that with them. Because at the start, I didn't play the first, you know, I missed six games or seven games. Yeah. And at the start, my name wasn't on the board. And obviously, as the rounds go on, it slowly starts to climb. And when I was on stage, Sean asked me, how did you play in the last round the Sharks round?
Yeah.
And I knew I played, I did my role.
Yeah, because it was a Sharks game because you actually missed the last round, which was the Dragons, yeah.
And I was like, I knew I did my role. Mm. Like, and I know I had a couple moments that were nice, but... I didn't know like if I was going to get there, and then to see the six pop up and my name slide up, I was a bit shocked, to be honest. And I think make of it what you will. But if it was either one of us, I can completely understand. I thought we might have even shared it.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I think that moment or winning Dally M, it's not something you really appreciate as a player in that moment, because everything's so team based. I want the teams to succeed more than my own success. I think when I retire and look back on history books, I'll be proud of it. I'm still proud of it, but you just base everything on the team success. You never really go out there for the individual accolades.
That's something
you
can't more
because. Yeah. It is based on the team. Like, I can't do what I did last year without the team and the coaches and the club. But the night was nice. And to have my mum there, you know, 5 years apart from when we were first there, it was a little bit of a pat on the back, I guess, for the year that I had been through as well.
Yeah. Has your life changed at all once receiving this? Like, has it gone up drastically and differently, do you think? I mean, you've always been a superstar, but now, like, you're in the books, you know what I mean? Mm. Like, has there been anything?
Not really, hey. Not overly. Like, I guess the only way it really could is in terms of off-field opportunities. And yeah. I've always – a bad habit of mine is over the couple of years, I has always knocked things back. I guess sort of understanding where I am in the game now, I need to be open to those opportunities. And last year was probably the first year I was – really proud of my footy and the footy that I had played. So accepting things, like not being too humble, I guess, to know, like, it's okay to accept these sort of things.
Yeah.
But no, not really. Like, I still expect pretty high standards for myself.
Yeah. Do you believe you can get better?
I think I have to evolve. Something I didn't do after that first year here was I thought it was going to happen. I thought, you know, that whole year was... I don't know if it was a fluke, but yeah. Everything was easy. You know, I was playing good footy on the weekend. We're going out every weekend.
And don't look at me, mate. Don't look at me. Don't look at me. I was finishing high school.
you can't rest on your morals and just expect it to all happen. I think the coaching staff did a great job last year as well.
Definitely.
Greeny has definitely helped our attack and my attack as a player. And then Rush and BMAC.
Defense helps you.
Yeah, defensively, I know our structures now, and we haven't really had that stable for a couple of years. And obviously, Adzi overlooking everything. So,
how do you, like Crooks said, like how do you, I guess, deal with that in game? Because you know, especially when we're on the run, and now you've won the Dally M, you know, and look, you've always had a bit of a target on your back being in our team. They know that how dangerous you are. As Craig said, you know, winning the Dally M, you know, it just puts it into a whole nother level. How do you deal with that on the field? Are you hoping, like, are you doing things to make sure that you're putting yourself in the position to be successful, or are you just letting the game come to you and being patient with it and making sure that sort of, you know, those chips fall where they may type thing?
I think it's being patient. Yep. I do like to be in the game, and like, to be honest, being in the game is just like, you can do that both defensively and in attack, and it's just making sure I'm in the right positions when I need to be, and I sort of know where that is now.
Yeah,
I can still evolve, and I know, like, around the ruck and things like that, I can still be a better player. But I think the players around me also help that. Like, we've got talent, we've got everything there, really. You know what I mean? Like, we've got great players around me, so I don't feel like I have to go outside of the box and do something special.
Yeah.
I just have to do my role, and off the back of that, you know, moments will happen. We've got everything there. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's really just
sure.
on us now as players.
Yeah. When we cast our minds back to the 10-game streak, do you have a favourite out of them all? Because there's some good ones to pick from.
Do I have a favourite?
And I'll remind you, it started with the Bulldogs game where you went 11 from 11. Broke another record in goal kicking.
I think.
And then the Melbourne game was in the mix there.
I was going to say the Melbourne one.
And then there was the three sellouts in a row.
I think I would say the Melbourne one. Definitely won.
You broke an 8-year losing streak.
That's why. I had never won against Melbourne.
Yeah.
And to do it at home and to do it the way we did.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys got the respect you deserved after that game too. Like, we were down 12-0 early.
Heavy.
In past early games against Melbourne.
We had played dogs twice before that.
I think Tigers. Who weren't going respectfully
Canberra
great.
On the road.
Canberra on the road.
Yeah. Who weren't going great, respectively. They obviously beat us on the weekend, but
at the time,
so we were, you know, and so to go then and knock off Melbourne, it kind of springboarded us into that back end of the year. So I think that was an important
one.
And
in the fashion we did it, I think, was
it was gritty,
tough.
Remember, we scored like three in the last 10 minutes of the second half when Fitzy scored one, Brady scored one,
and I felt like previous to that, you guys were trying stuff and stuff was working. It just lacked that little bit of polish. That one pass had to stick, or that one thing had to work. And then once that thing happened, it started to sort of,
it was there. It was all there, but we couldn't make it click. In that game we did.
Yeah. Old boys day was.
That was sick.
Yeah. True.
Gids leading the team.
The semi.
Yeah.
Let's talk about
the Sharks one. I did my shoulder, so I was off it.
Oh, yeah.
So I couldn't really enjoy it. Like I was off that game. Well, we won, but yeah. I was just like,
I was up and down.
I thought I wasn't going to be able to play. And
yeah, very nervous.
Because when you did it, I was like, oh no. Oh, and then mate. You were like, I'm staying. I'm like, nah, he's okay. And then Kat kept coming out to you. And I'm like, is he all right or is he not all right? What's going on here?
If there's nothing wrong with me and I go off, then it's not a good look.
It's actually your worst fear as a footballer. Like, you're mistraining or something.
You think something's wrong. Yeah.
Like, look, I just can't get through it. I have to go for a scan. And then, like, the scan's right. And you're like,
please. Catastrophic.
Yeah. I sort of hope there's an injury here.
Yeah. I hope there's not, but I hope there is.
Because if you come back and they go, all clear, you just go,
boys. Bit of carry on.
I've let everyone down.
Bit of carry on, boys. But I can play next week.
Yeah. Fast forwarding, we've got, you know, the advantage that we have here on Knights HQ is that we have our playing group on the podcast. What did you guys see in the Canberra game and things we can work on and things we're going to take into this week and
go from what we can do? Supporters
point of view. I wasn't out there. I was. I thought it's not as bad. It's not all bad.
Yeah,
there's some good parts of the game. I just think maybe we're playing the wrong style for this time of the year. Might be easier for Kay to comment because he was out there, but that's just sort of what I've seen and what I've sort of seen back in review and stuff. And
yeah.
Mm. Look, it's round one.
Are you talking about like keeping it simple and that type of thing?
Yeah. Probably going for that big kill rather than death by a thousand cuts, if that makes sense. Yep. You know, just sort of keep plugging away, as you should do in early rounds of the season. But I'm not too sure how it felt out there.
No, I think you summarised it well. This time of the year, you have to build foundations. Like, we've obviously done that in the preseason, but you need to set them in the first few rounds. And we just went out there and we thought we were going to play the way we played at the back end of last year, expansive footy, throwing it around.
Yeah.
It's not the way you play footy at the start of the season. And that's how Canberra, you know, they did the opposite of that. And that's Canberra's game. We needed to manage the game better. Looking back, if you look back at our effort and our connection as a team, it's there. Yeah. So we just made too many errors. We dropped the ball. We didn't appreciate the footy. And look, well, obviously after the game, you go and say, you know what, it's round one. We've got plenty left.
Yeah.
In saying that, we would have liked a performance in front of our home crowd for round one.
Especially because we've been working for 4 months.
Mm. Yeah. 100%.
So then it leads to being good at home.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So we do understand we've let the fans stands down. But as a playing group, you know, we're not sitting here saying like, we're gonna have a terrible season. You know what I mean? 100%. Like there's a lot of positive to take out of it, and I hope take out the result. I hope that the fans can see that too.
I've got a question here.
Here we go.
And it's written from Jimmy, and it says, tell us about your bromance with Will Price. Now, I don't know if it's exactly a bromance.
Or my son.
I think it's our son. You know, on forms where you go like parent or guardian.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to start writing guardian for him. I cook for him every night, like me and Dill Lucas. He's around at our house. Like some mornings I'll wake up. If I go to bed early, I'll wake up. And there he's asleep on the lounge. Just like, he got hair crooks, he like that.
Yeah,
you just can't. You just can't.
Oh, but Chris, what are you doing tonight?
He's so lovable though. You can't.
Around Brady's.
Yeah.
I'll go, Brady, what are you doing tonight? Oh, no, nothing. You're pricey over. Pricey's just over there.
And Brady's as rat's ass as he is. So it's usually just me and Dill's cooking for an army of boys after a big preseason day. What's your thoughts on William Price?
No, we love him. We do love him. We were just having a laugh then. But his energy, I think he's come into our culture and he's added both on the field and off the field. He's just a good bloke. He's genuine, which I think is the reason why he's not annoying.
Yeah.
He's a genuine person and he does mean – like most of the things he says, he gets excited about everything. And he played pretty good footy in the trials. I'd like to see him, you know, keep growing and playing good footy. And, yeah, hopefully he can do that.
He had me in stitches yesterday. The news crews were there filming you guys warm up. And you guys were on the, like, the resistance running bands, thing, yeah. And he's just
putting it
just
on.
Hates the cameras.
Oh, mate,
please.
He's built for it.
What about when
Croaks is trying to concentrate on what he was doing and he just started losing it?
What about when we have like media days?
Not the media days again.
We're going pricey. What are you talking about?
He loves them.
You're there from start to finish and the rest.
All right, well, he's a good man. He's a good man.
Here's what we'll do, right? We'll just take a quick break and we'll be back with a couple of fan questions.
Knights members, save up on walk-up prices at home games this season. Become a Knights member today. Croaks, what have they got to do?
We have our full access membership available from $185 a season. Or join us as a Flexi member and pick the games you want to go to.
We've also got some away supporters, Croaks, which are also as important as the people that can get to the home games. We've got away game packages along with our NRLW memberships, which are also on sale. Our girls are going for a three-peat, so that's a big one.
Head to knightshub.com.au/membership or call 1300 465 644 to play your part this season.
Welcome back to Knights HQ podcast, the official podcast of the NIB Newcastle Knights. We're here with Kalen Ponga. Mate, we're going to go get some, we've got some fan cues. We put up a little story on our Instagram account early today, and we've got some people writing in. So first, and look, I know we've got a list here, but I'm just going to kind of go a bit off the script. From official Jaden Hoare, who has the best drip in world sport, in your opinion?
World sport. What avenue are we going to go down here? Is the NBA route?
Yeah, it is. I like Booker.
Booker,
it's
Devin Booker.
Very Booker clean.
That's Jack Hetherington's favourite person alive, I'm pretty sure. He loves Booker Devin, T so much.
Devin Booker.
Devin Booker. Phoenix Suns.
Yeah,
player.
He's probably a little bit of an inspiration for me, just because it's just simple, clean.
Yeah,
that,
he's
Kendall's man.
Yeah, his signature shoe is, they've put out his bit signature different. Shoe. Yeah, but it's clean, simple.
It is clean. That's him.
He drives down like in low riders to the game. Yeah, he's a bit old school.
Yeah. You're into that. Who would be your answer?
Oh. See, I'm super biased though, man.
Celtics.com.
Celtics.com.
But they won't be good.
It's Larry Bird from the 70s or something.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
No, bro.
Jorts.
Yeah. My favorite non-Celtic at the moment is Anthony Edwards from the Timberwolves. He's a killer, man. He's a killer.
You want to know someone who I've just come across who's got good style? Is Chito Vera. He got his face punched off by Sugar on the weekend. Yeah. But he has got good style.
You know why?
Really good style.
You know why I like him?
Yo.
Because of the contingent of the amount of fans from where he's from.
Ecuador.
He did a whole separate bunch of interviews in Spanish or whatever his native language is.
Yeah.
And no one's ever done that. They normally just go English and then they subtitle it or put whatever. And he was like, no, because I know how much it means to the fans there and stuff. I'm going to do two separate lots of things. So that's cool, man.
He's got a chin like me, eh? You reckon he's got a chin like me?
Did you see that knee?
That would have retired
that
me.
That knee.
I mean, that's
that knee.
That would have retired me.
Is the worst sound I've ever heard in a UFC fight. Like the way it's. Oh.
I watched a TikTok this morning of a fan at like a whatever, you know, MMA con somewhere in America.
Yeah.
And he meets John Jones and he's like, can you kick me in the leg? Because I want to know how it feels. And John Jones kicks him in the leg and then it cuts to him with crutches in the hospital, man. And when he gets kicked, he's like, thanks, bro. And he's kind of like hopping, like trying to be tough. And then it cuts to him at like the emergency in the hospital.
Oh,
like it wouldn't be fun, man. Those guys are no joke.
All right. This one comes from Elijah Witcher, I'd say his name.
Yeah, Witcher.
How big of a boost is it going into the 2024 season knowing you have the Dally M? Or do you not think about it that way?
Haven't been, I don't really think about it other than when people mention it to me. And I think that's a good thing, to be honest. It's, again, like I said, it's not about, I want to be the best version of myself for this team. The beauty of, I think, this team heading into 2024 is we went through last year, we know our structures, we know our shapes, we know what works for us. Obviously, we need to execute, and there's parts of the game that we were poor on the weekend, but it's nice to go into a season knowing all of that, whereas we've gone into past seasons and three rounds and we just change things up and whatnot. So that's the beauty of 2024, and it's got nothing to do with the Dally M.
I thought that'd be the answer.
Here's one from someone that you may know, Bradman Best. He's written in, what was the best night of your life in the shed? And shed is in capitals.
And we will not elaborate on that. I've got one because I'm a fan. Have you got any new tattoos lately?
Not since last year.
What was your latest one?
Was it the one on your back?
Yeah, yeah, it's made with love. Yeah, actually it was. Yeah, I want to get my back eventually done, and I've got some ideas, but I don't know how I'm going to piece them around.
Very Bailey Smith areas, isn't it?
Mm, very.
Are you very a
hot boy sort of thing?
are you like a, I'm going to sit there and take the pain, or are you a, you know how like some rappers are getting like put under anesthetic and that, put to sleep while they have like four people on their back
and
stuff?
I've seen that.
Have you seen that?
That would be expensive. Yeah, they put them to sleep.
So they literally, it's like going into surgery.
That'd be the
like,
hecko.
Yeah.
That'd
be like the full leg sleeves.
Well, that's how they get a full body tattoo in like a week. Because they,
full leg sleeves and that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Jay, you got some ink.
Yeah, but I'm.
Is that through year, over years?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm
a regular Joe, man. I can't afford to be put under sleep.
Just adding time a fair bit here and there, eh?
That's what I'll keep doing, I reckon. Yeah. I'll slow down a little bit.
My house has got some ink.
Yes.
Four sleeves in that house. Four sleeves.
Three of them. Have you got a tattoo? I don't think you do.
No, I've got little ones just pop, like little home jobs.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to get one for ages, but I just keep putting it off.
What are you going
to
get?
I'm going to get two dates on my hand. But a hand tat's a big
can we do like a poll thing?
Yeah. What should Matt Croker get tattooed?
Yes or no?
Well, Jay's got a hand tat.
Yeah. But mine are like, I've got my wife and kids.
Yeah, well, this was going to be mum and dad's date.
Yeah, yeah.
I think once you get it, it'll be like, oh. But then it'll go away. And like, Pricey has hand tats and we don't even.
Yeah, no one.
Can't even really.
But the thing is, I don't have anything else. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
Technically, I've got finger tats. Yeah. But. Anyway, all right, last one, mate. Last one, and we'll let you go. Let's get to the beach or something. What does a normal day in the life look like for Caelan Ponga?
Normal day. Sage.
Let's go a day off.
A day off?
Yeah.
So you've woken up.
Sage will wake me up anywhere between 5 and 6. If it's the closer end to 5, get away.
Yep.
But if it's like 5:45, I'll get up, take it to the beach. I'll take it down to Dixon now till 7. And then I come home.
Sunny boy.
And your chef has your breakfast.
Are you a coffee at the beach in the morning?
That was funny.
I was waiting for it. Yeah, so.
So Dixon, sorry, Sage.
So, yeah, so coffee Dixon, almond latte. Go home, pack my bag. Oh, sorry.
Just in case.
Oh, it's a day off. Oh, actually, no, I can sort of chill. I'll still go down there early.
Yeah.
Take Sage down there. The boys will come down at some point. We'll chill down there for a little bit. Probably try and do something like in around between like 10 and 1. Like,
talking recovery wise.
If there's something I need to do, like meet with my dad or do that, like do those sort of things.
Bit of life admin.
And then in the arvo, I'll try and do like recovery.
He's heavy on his sauna at the moment.
Well, heavy you got sauna. you got the ice Freeze bath yourself, in ice there bath, too, man.
Heavy sauna, yeah. So
into it
too. Recovery center. Yeah. So just
could be used for all different things. That recovery center, couldn't it?
Just getting the mind and body right.
Yes.
So
versatile.
Yeah. Yeah. Very. So do that in the arvo, and then I'll always try and have dinner at 6. So I like to have dinner early, and then have my dessert at like 7:30. Which is just yogurt and yogurt, strawberries.
And a box of Maltesers.
It's pretty like, I do try and keep it all the same.
Yeah, yeah,
like
gotcha.
I like to keep it.
Bit of routine.
Yeah.
Yep.
But like now that it's in season, I mean, pre-season's like, it's every day the same. In season's a little bit different because we travel and whatnot, but still try and keep it all the same.
Cool.
That's us, man.
That's us.
Thank you.
So good to be doing this with you.
Actually did feel nice.
A little check-in.
Yeah.
A little checkpoint. Hey, going.
Bit nostalgic.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. It has been nice, boys, and thanks for having me on. Yeah.
I wish you all the best this year.
Thank you.
And I hope you get a
ring. Everyone in here.
Everyone.
All the goals we've got.
Everyone.
I hope you get a medal and a ring, and we all get rings. That's the goal.
We all get rings.
Trophies would be cool, man. 100%.
See you, brother. What are we doing with the hair?
Yeah.
What are we?
Are you sick and tired of people asking you about that?
Are we sticking with this?
It's a talking point.
Are we sticking with it?
I'm sticking with it. Yep. I've had great feedback on
it. Yep.
So I think it's going to stay for the 2024 season. I'm going to try my best to keep it going.
Okay.
What's the upkeep like at the moment?
I like it where it is now.
Yeah.
I don't like when you go the hecko full bleach.
Yeah, but I have to go through different
phases. Yeah, I know.
Are we in a purple patch at the moment? Is this the perfect spot?
I think that,
there's a bit of a fade.
Yep.
And that'll last for a week, and then I'll shave it back and do it again. So it's about a 3 to 4 week process.
Do we have an over under on how many other players are going to follow suit?
Oh, overs is full of gold.
Pricey. Pricey copied me. Jacko copied me.
Kurt Mann copied you.
Kurt Mann, but I think it was a
midlife coach.
No, he got like one of those penalties. He chose it himself. But there's, I saw a couple in
Zach Herring.
Zach Herring,
very influential man.
Me. I wasn't the one that started it, but yeah. Some.
What do you reckon, Croaks? You can get on board, bro.
I tried to get, but I said
no. Nah, good.
What would you do?
My dad wouldn't speak to me. I had an eyebrow slit.
Yeah,
and my dad. Oh,
no good.
Yeah, it was heckos. Yeah, we weren't talking for a bit there. Until it grew back.
I think it'd look good.
I don't think so. Not at all.
That's another poll. Way. Should Croaks bleach his hair?
I don't really care for these polls because I'm not going to listen to them. Anyway, that's all we've got time for. Thanks, Kay, mate. We appreciate
it. Thanks, boys.
Just remember you can leave a review at Knights HQ Podcast on YouTube and wherever you get it. So make sure you do that.
Yep. Or Apple Podcasts, Spotify, leave a review. All of these episodes are on YouTube, so make sure you ring the bells, subscribe, all that sort of stuff. We appreciate your support. Once again, Kay, thanks for coming in, mate. This has been Knights HQ Podcast. Cheers.